Amen. God bless you all. I'm coming. I would like to come to you and speak to you about the power of prayer and what prayer really was designed to do. Prayer is our communication to God. Prayer is where it is an essential. It's an essential part of our Christian walk because that's where we connect with God. That's where we begin to hear God. And I want to come with an all familiar scripture about how powerful prayer is, especially the Bible said in a Psalm that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. So that's the power of prayer right there. So, and I want to come out of Acts 12, and I'm going to start with verse 5. When Peter was seized and he was, King Herod had him put in jail and put in prison, actually. And Peter was therefore kept in prison, but by consistent prayer offered to God for him by the church. I'm going to read that again. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but consistent prayer. Or constant, whichever one, different versions read differently. It says that prayer was offered to God for him by the church. The church came together on one accord and offered prayer consistently. They just didn't pray one time. People often say that praying one time is enough. But God said, you pray without ceasing. And this word said they were constantly praying. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night, Peter was sleeping and he was bound up with two chains in between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now, prayer is so powerful. Prayer can break through the natural barriers. Our prayers break through natural barriers. Now, they had him guarded up, you know, with chains, two sets of chains. And, you know, in those, in during that time, they were in dungeons. And he was bound up by the two chains as well as he was had two soldiers just standing there by him. But yet the angel of the Lord came and was able to break the chains. Hallelujah. So with that, prayer can break through our natural barriers. And now, behold, the angel of the Lord stood by him. And the light shined in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and said, raise up, saying, rise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Now, that's awesome. Now, the chains, the natural man would have to literally come together and break them off. And they thought they were doing something in that time, putting double chains, locking him down. But the angel of the Lord just spoke. Hallelujah. How powerful our word is. The angel of the Lord just spoke and said, rise quickly. And the chains fell. Now, I want to go to very quickly. I want to go into the Old Testament. I want to go into Isaiah 60, which said, rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness of the people. Now, at that time, the darkness was covering Peter in prison, but prayer brought in the light. Amen. Prayer is so powerful. And if we just realize how powerful and how essential prayer is, and Jesus set the precedence for prayer. And he told us by everything in prayer and fasting that this kind, hallelujah, comes out. And he said, we're to be steadfast in our prayer by everything. In Philippians 4, it says, by everything, by prayer. And we're not to be anxious for anything, but to continue to pray, because prayer is so powerful that prayer causes a turnaround in your life. We serve a powerful God. We serve a God who can make a pathway through the Red Sea, who sends the water through the rocks, and who brings manna from the sky and gives direction by the cloud and during the day in a pillar by fire by night. We serve a God that can raise the dead through prayer. We serve a God that can heal the sick. So your prayers can bring about a turnaround. And I'm telling you, now is the time for somebody is getting a turnaround through their prayers, through their supplication and their request to the Lord. And the God who can change the times and the season and can also change the heart of a stubborn boss or that contentious and cantankerous spouse or that rebellious teenager, your prayer can cause a turnaround. because God said his ears are bent towards the righteous and God listens to our prayers. It was like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed until she got her healing, but it was prayer. And she knew that the Messiah was coming through the town. She knew that the laws and that he was carrying them on the tail of his talif, the fringes of his talif. And as she pressed until it happened. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to praise until it happens, not something happened, because we have to be accurate and concise. We're asking God for specific things and be accurate and concise in your prayers. So you pray until it happens. You press until it happens. And you praise until it happened. And you're persistent until it happened. And the angel told Peter, he said, arise quickly. And the chains fell off of his hands. So as you arise in your prayers, chains fall. As you arise in your praise, chains fall. As you arise in your persistency, chains falls. Chains falls. As you arise in your press, chains falls. Chains will fall if you keep praying, being prayerful. They'll fall off your spouses. They'll fall off of your children because God is faithful. He said to rise up in your worship, rise up and declare that the Lord is a healer, the Lord is a restorer, and the Lord is a provider, and he's our peace. So in our prayers, there is what the Israelites call Moedim. It's a season of an appointed time where miracles and manifestation of God, it happens in your life for a predestined purpose for our lives before the foundation of the world. There's a time when God meets us right there where we're at and bring forth the manifestation. That's called Moedim, the season of an appointed time with God. I'm looking for an appointed time with God. I'm looking for some change in my life. I've been praying for a long time because I understand the power of prayer, that prayer really do change things. I know it's a cliche, but prayer changes things. Prayer has the power to cause you to be a line crosser and to cause you to be a barrier breaker. You can break through lines, hallelujah, and cross over lines that the average person can't cross over and break barriers through people that never, ever thought that you would ever come near. So the prayer causes you to be a line crosser. You can cross over barriers. You can cross over cultures. You can cross over things. Prayer caused you to break down barriers. The walls come tumbling down. See, it was in Jericho when the Israelites, when God said, march around it, there was a silent prayer going forth. And then God said, for 6 days, don't say nothing but march. That's a form and type of prayer, persistency. But then on the seventh day, he said, shout with the voice of triumph. So that's your praise. Hallelujah. You start praising God on the seventh day, and the walls of Jericho came down. See, those are the chains that got to come down. See, they chains got to come off of us because they cannot remain, because prayer puts the storm to rest in your life. So I thank God for prayer, and I understand the power of prayer. And if we would just seek after the Lord with our whole hearts, and just seek him in our prayer, rise up early in the morning to seek the Lord. Pray until it happens, not something, but pray until it happens. The Shunammite woman, when her son had died, and the man of God, she looked for the man of God, and she went and saw his friend, and he said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for the man of God. And he said, is everything okay? And she said, it is well. You got to say, from your prayer life, build you up to say that it is well. Even though her son was at home, he was dead, but she told the man of God's assistant, said, it is well. So with your prayer life, because it builds you up in the things of God, brings the word of God that comes through you, and the word of God, when you get it in your spirit, when you get that logos word, and you get that rhema word, you can take that to the bank. Because that, when God promises, whatever he promised, he's going to keep and he's going to bring it to pass. What did he say? He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should repent. If I said it, I would do it. But in your prayer time, that builds up. Hallelujah. That builds up the power, because he said in Ephesians 3:19-20, he said, I'm able to do super abundantly above I dare to ask, hope, think, or desire, according to the power that worketh in you. The power by the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit working in you through prayer, seeking after the Lord. Now we can go boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy in a time of need. The throne, we have access to God. We have access to the throne room. What is in the throne room is grace and mercy, his love and his kindness. We have access to that. We can go through prayer. And the Bible say, pray without ceasing. And some people say, well, you can't keep praying all day long. Yes, you can. You can keep talking to God all day long. That's how powerful and how powerful prayer is, because you don't always have to be on your knees. You can talk to God standing up. Talk to God and tell him. You wake up with the Lord on your mind and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good afternoon, Holy Spirit. Good night, Holy Spirit. And just tell God about how good he is, how wonderful he is, how magnificent he is. And tell him what he's done for you. Just brag on God. Just exalt God. Yes. That's prayer, and that's praise, and that's worship. Yes. So you can do it without ceasing. And that's what I love, how God set this whole thing up with prayer, that you can do it all day long and be in commune. You're communing with God all day long. And then you begin, and you learn, and you begin to hear the voice of God. You begin to see God a little clearer. You begin to ride. When you're riding on a freeway, you see a sign, and it said, God will, and God is. And you know it's an answer to God, something you done prayed to God, and God have just put that sign right up there for you to see. But that's through prayer. Your prayer, he said in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You have to dwell in that secret place. When I looked up the word dwell, that means you have to, you know, like just live in that place. When you dwell, you have to be in that place constantly in the presence of the Lord. And that takes you to a place that you've never been in God. So he said in the secret place, when you dwell there, he said, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand side. He said, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. He said, only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked, because you're dwelling in his secret place of the Most High. He's talking to those that are dwelling. He's talking, that's a prayer life. That's a consistent prayer life. I'm running out of time. I have so much more I want to say about the power of prayer and how prayer can cause you to cross over lines and how it causes you to be a barrier breaker. And I thank God for that, that we, if we can, if you hear anything I'm saying, just know that there is power in prayer, and that is what we're supposed to do. That's a part of your walk. Prayer changes things. Prayer open up things. Prayer, it catapults you to the next level in God. Prayer, it's the essential in your walk. And prayer keeps you steadfast and unmovable in the things of God. Prayer puts the storms in your life to rest. Remember, prayer, if you keep praying, it'll put the storms in your life to rest. Amen.